Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent, joins us this morning. I believe he's in Dallas, Texas, which should be part of the quote-unquote path of totality. Jim, welcome back. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm actually down in Hillsboro, which is about 40 miles south of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Gotcha.
Dallas-Fort Worth, yes, does lie within the path of totality. But Hillsboro has a much longer period of totality, 4 minutes 23 seconds here in Hillsboro. That's the time that the sun will be completely blocked out. Move, you know, one direction or the other within this path of totality, and it starts to decrease. But this community is one of the longest, I think, anywhere in the whole state of Texas. But clouds are going to be a problem here as well, from South Texas all the way up through Austin and Waco and approaching Hillsboro and Dallas-Fort Worth. The clouds could be a problem. That doesn't mean that the whole eclipse experience will be ruined, because it is going to get dark regardless,
right,
even if you can't look up and see the sun blocked out by the sun, by the moon.
So the excitement surrounding this has been pretty widespread. A lot of hype around this year's eclipse.
Yeah.
I would imagine in a place like Hillsboro that's even more so, simply because of the level of dark. But has this been an attraction? I mean, are people flocking to places like Hillsboro as a result?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Coming here, every hotel room in the state pretty much is booked up. I looked at a map last week that showed the Airbnb bookings for today, or for this weekend and today. And the deepest concentration of bookings follows that path of totality almost exactly. So Airbnbs are booked up. Hotels are booked up. Campgrounds. People have booked up all the campground sites. And so Hillsboro knows what side it spreads buttered on, and they've been planning for this for a couple of years. This whole last week, they've had a whole series of events, festivals, food, and lectures and things. And so today's eclipse is kind of the culmination of what's been happening here for weeks. In fact, Hillsboro has temporarily changed its name to Eclipseboro, at least on its website.
Very nice. We get Jim Ryan for another 2 minutes or so. From ABC News, he's in Hillsboro, Texas, talking about the eclipse. They will be part of the path of totality. Jim, there's a lot of hype and question marks surrounding what's going to come with this eclipse. How much have you been reading up on the effects on animals?
There have been reports of that the birds will return to their roosts, or they'll return to their nests because they think it's nighttime. There's not a lot of time, but I suspect that kind of effect is one thing that scientists will be watching. They'll be studying a lot of what happens during this effect. Every year there's a solar eclipse somewhere, but normally it happens over the ocean or in some remote place. This is really the longest track across the United States in many years, and it's an opportunity for study and for exploration. And so that's what a lot of people are doing, scientists and school kids.
Oh, speaking of school kids, I assume over there they're going to be out, right?
Some are, some are not. Down in South Texas, I know some schools are building their whole day around it. They'll talk about it, about astronomy going into the event, and then they'll go outside for the eclipse and then come back in and talk about it. So, but you're right. Some school districts have said, forget it. Down in Austin, for example, the state capital, they said, just stay home. You know, we don't want all these kids on the road. We don't have school buses on the road. Just stay home. Put on your eyewear and go outside and enjoy it. But which was surprising to me. I thought it would be a real so-called teaching moment, but some districts are really concerned about the additional traffic.
Last one before we get you out of here, and I greatly appreciate your time this morning, and that is kind of a personal question. Is there a part of this that you're looking most forward to? Have you been through a full darkness of an eclipse?
I have, yeah, and it's been a little while, but I mean, for one, and I was looking at this kind of with trepidation, trying to make some plans to get down here and dreading the traffic and all the rest of it. But, you know, it's kind of nice to cover something pleasant for once, you know. Enough disasters around, mass shootings and hurricanes and all the rest of it that I normally get to cover. And so this is kind of fun.
No, absolutely, because after this, it's just full bore till November, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah.
He is Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent. I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thanks a million.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.